Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
19 keys, and this is
high level conversation. Trust is, it's about your own skill set of analyzation. But of course, when you're dealing with friends and family, you don't want to have any of that there. You don't want to have to analyze. You don't want to have to think. You want to be able to be vulnerable, because that's a true strength.
Yeah, but when the vulnerability happens is when I find that it starts. That's when people start loosening up. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're dealing with, like, the closest people to me, I'm working with them right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, you know, while they are my friends, you know what I mean? And I do trust them the most out of, you know, I guess people I would trust in a normal way, you know? Like, I would trust you to make a good decision. You know what I'm saying? But I really wouldn't know until I see you in that situation, and vice versa. You know, I would expect for one of these two to move a certain way. But if I see them do something that doesn't feel solid, I'm going to say something, you know, or I'll say something to myself, you know, and address it with myself. Yeah. But then, like, the frequency's off, and it kind of, like, that goes back to the therapy thing, because then it's a choice on how, like, to react in different situations, man, in different scenarios. Because I want to be, like, a healthy person to be around. It's not really hard. It's just a intimate thing when you're talking about being a man in 2024, being a boss, you know, being a light, and keeping your head on your shoulders in, like, this specific industry, you know. Keeping my priorities straight. Like, yo, I love to catch a wine. I love to go dancing with, like, women that know how to dance, love to dance. You know, I'll enjoy myself. Like, that's, you'll find me in the corner at somewhere, like, just low key with a hat on, dancing, enjoying myself, and then I'm out. Like that. But I don't do it as much as I should do it. And my mom always, she'll be like, yo, Shamik, you don't need to hang out with nobody. Just go and do that. Have your fun. Go home. That's it. Like, find your ways to release. So that's been kind of heavy, because if the people closest to me feel the same thing in their own ways, then it is something I'm trying to work on and reflect on. And I can't be in my own way. And it feels like I am. And it feels like it's kind of rooted to the same thing that Pharrell was pointing out, that mm-hmm. Jacquees was pointing out, that the internet was pointing out. There's, like, this validation thing, that we've identified within therapy. I don't mind speaking about my therapy sessions, because I think one of the ways that I want to impact the Black community is through our homes, or we, because it's not just me, it's a movement of us. And, you know, I think counseling and therapy and amongst a bunch of different verticals are necessary, because we should be able to hear each other. We should close the gap between, like, your most impactful creatives and, like, the kids growing up that's dreaming. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to close that gap so we can build something intentionally. And we're doing it. There's a plan for it, but But yeah, that's the trust aspect. That's the Taurus aspect. That's the God aspect. It's like, you know, you also have to embrace, you have to be open to everything, not just what your perspective is. You know, why is this person tripping? Da 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 da. So my bro was saying yesterday, also just think about where it's coming from. Why are they responding this way? Mm-hmm. Why did that person do something that you didn't like? You know, and you can assess that and determine whether or not that's an energy that's supposed to be around you. But I also have problems with the heart in that way. My last thing here, eating yesterday, I'm by myself, I'm enjoying my lunch or whatever. Boom. A young black brother walks up to me. He had on some rings or whatever. He had like a box of chocolates. He was like, yo, buy a chocolate, $4. I was like, $4 for this chocolate? You know, he was like, yeah, you know, I need a jersey. Your jersey? Yeah, because we play basketball. I'm on a basketball team. I need a jersey, you know. How much is the jersey? He said, $250. I was like, your jersey is $250? And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, how many of you are here? He's like, there's like my whole team. I was like, so how many of you are on the team? Because I'm just trying to put the math together real quick in my mind. Like, what am I about to do today? You know? And it gets kind of spotty. Like, he didn't know. You know what I mean? And I don't watch basketball. I only watch boxing. So it's like, you know, so I'm like actually asking a question. So anyway, I was like, so $250 gives you a jersey and whatever. He's like, yeah. So I gave him $200. I was like, I don't got the 50, but here, like, you know.
Yeah.
But don't keep walking around tables with people eating at this, like, establishment right here. Like, you know, it just looks funny. Like, here's your 250, you came to me. Or here's your 200, you came to me. Like, find the 50 some other way, but don't interrupt everybody's. Because he was walking up to everybody's table asking for money like that. So I just gave it to him. Anyway, another kid came and asked for money afterwards, a smaller kid. And he was so small, I was like, y'all can't be on the same basketball team. Y'all can't be on the same basketball team. So I was like, wait a second. So what team are you on? He was like, yeah, you gave money to da-da-da-da. I was like, yeah, but he looked like he was like 19 or something. He was 18 or whatever. And I already was thinking he's selling chocolates for $250. I think he would wash some cars or something. I don't know. The hustle would be there. And I just believed him. I trusted that I was doing good to help and et cetera, you know. And I felt bad for him because of how he was moving. But the kid gave it away. And I was like, yo, who got y'all walking around here doing this? You know? He was like, our coach. I was like, tell him to come holler at me. He was like, well, he ain't here. But well, how are y'all here? You didn't drive here. Who drove you here? Well, we came in a van. Who's our coach? Tell him to come holler at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he runs away or whatever. And then, like, the people next to me are like, yo, like, we got last time, too. You know, they're running a little scam over here. They just ask everybody for money. It's like, you feel bad. But the guy taking the money isn't even, what they say? It was like Card Rush something, one of the movies. August Rush. Anyway, he's sending the kids out there. He's giving them a piece of it. So I got to come back to that. That goes to trust and impact and everything that we're doing right now. It's on the forefront of my mind, like the discern. I was supposed to give that $200 to them because it happened. I just happened to look in my jeans pocket that day. I had $200. I hadn't worn the jeans in a second. You know what I'm saying? So I had $200. Maybe it was from Comic-Con or something. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Gave it to him, you know? And it's a journey. It's a journey. Just with that in mind, touching the community is you know, it has to be authentic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
To it as well. You know, we can't throw books at our people because we don't want to. Some of us like to read, but we don't want to be preached at like in the military. I hated that. You know, I didn't feel like I found knowledge itself until I saw you got served. And only creatively, I still had to dig deeper until I met RZA, started playing Raekwon. You know what I'm saying?
How did you find knowledge yourself and You Got Served?
You Got Served showed me dance. It showed me hip hop. It showed me culture versus. Now, not knowledge itself, like, you know, God, Allah, you know.
You gotta put context find, to it.
Yeah, no.
Talking about multiple things.
You know, yeah, knowledge of self being like,
I'm trying to remember the part of the movie I missed.
Yeah.
About that scene.
Knowledge of self creatively, man, my interior, because I was walking around here like with a shaved head, like I'm one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm planning to go to the army, like, and I'm not. You know, I didn't even want to be there. So so hear me when I say this too. I was 12 when I found out about like Usher or Michael Jackson in that way. My family was playing like the Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, like straight Jamaican, you know, so it wasn't like hip hop. So Wu-Tang and all of that, like, nah, I was, you know, born in 95 personally, you know, and by the time I was 12, like that whole 90s era was like, you know, we was into Fat Man Scoop, you know, the Missy Elliott moments. That's really when I entered. And I found out about my own creative, like, this is how I would imagine a movie scene. Mm-hmm. This is how I would start dancing. You know, this is what type of music I would want to make. I want to get fly like this. I want these type of sweats. Like, it came from You Got Served. That's what led me to these music videos, which led me to the commercial, which led me to Dope, which led me to where I am today. You know what I'm saying? It was that. You know, that was the beginning of the journey. So can't credit the God within to that one. That would probably be through the RZA and Wu-Tang. But identity, I can credit to You Got Served. You know,
that just got me to an interesting perspective about the different things that people get from stuff, right? Like, I will watch a You Got Served, and I'm trying to remember where I was when I watched it. But I thought I think the most thing I remember about it was the college and the fraternity life.
That was Step Up.
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't You Got Served?
That wasn't even You Got Served, man. God damn. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to them.
No, it's all good. That was for me.
But Step, that was the, isn't that like the
Was it even Step Up? It wasn't even Step Up. It was Stump the Yard.
Stump the Yard, there you go.
It wasn't even Step Up.
Yeah, Stump the Yard was one. Hold on, so which one was You Got Served? That one the one where Chris Brown got killed in the beginning?
Nah. That movie was just like, it was cool. It was cool. It ain't shift the culture like You Got Served now, but it's cool. Like, we did our thing in Stump the Yard. You know, that was another one for the community, another bar.
Oh, no, you was in it?
Hell nah.
Oh, okay. You said we like you. I was like, wait a minute. I missed that scene too.
We as a community. We as a community.
I go back and watch this now, man.
Yeah.
Movies now so impactful.
But
I was just saying, like, it's dope how, you know, art does something different for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Growing up already in the culture, I would watch a movie like that and it would kind of pass by me. But for somebody that's getting initiated into it, you're seeing all of these new things for one.
Yeah.
And for the first time.
Yeah.
So, like, whether it's You Got Served or Stump the Yard, you know what I mean? I just remember when my older brother was going to college and he was pledging in the frat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And my sister was pledging and things of that nature. And that exposed me to the idea of like college life and this whole other world, you feel me, outside of high school. But, you know, it just speaks to how movies inform our decisions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how powerful movies are and why it's important to think about somebody that's coming from Jamaica, first generation, that hasn't been exposed to the culture. What is that movie now that informs them? Right? So, like, we make all these remakes of movies, but they don't really have culture in it anymore.
No, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? They're cheap. They try and be funny. And then they throw all these nuances of the new toxic culture that we have to emulate what they say, you know, we're going through, but it's not guiding you. It's not giving you a direction. It's not adding no context, no history. So this is why when the next Shamik that is watching the next movie that's probably going to be a knockoff for one of those movies, they're informed from a knockoff culture. They're not being informed from a real culture. That's not really the beat boy, the hip hop, the vibe, the rhythm, the, you know what I mean, the real hip hop or how you dress. You know, fashion can be taken into all sort of categories that, you know, I'm probably one of the flyest individuals on the planet, but, you know, I got my content.
Boop, 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 boop.
I know you be doing what you do too, I do what I do. Like,
I hear you, guys. Let me get one of them hats.
I got you. We got one for you already.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's done deal.
Okay, cool.
Let you add that to your drip story.
Let me go ahead and sauce up one time.
Nah, look. This right here, crazy. Disclaimer. Don't take this if you don't want to have a super day. I think it got way too much of each ingredient in here, especially the lion's mane and the black seed oil and the MCT oil and the cannabinoids. This had me up all night and I was just knocking out everything. Got to the point, I ain't even got nothing to do tomorrow. If you want to like spread out your week in a week, don't take this. If you want to knock out a week in a day, this right here will have you going. This is like Viagra for the brain. You ever wake up and you got limp brain, you feel mentally dry, and you don't feel inspired, and you ain't got what is required for you to go climb that tower of the day and knock everything down? Don't take this, because this will have you pound for pound ready to go Mike Tyson rounds. You know what I'm talking about? This Supermind right here is the best thing that I've ever had in my life, but I think it may be too much for the average person. Well, maybe we need to put a disclaimer that this is extreme, because this right here, man, I feel like I can do anything. Literally anything. Yeah, this too much. This too much. This too much. Come on. What else we got to get done, man? Send me the whole agenda. Let's do everything today. We shooting for 24 hours today. I ain't stopping. And y'all think I'm playing. Y'all better take some as well. Matter of fact, here you go. Yeah, you take some because I'm working. Nonstop. Ain't no cut. Let's go.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.